7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead. Anyway, for them, third world people life, but a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called best. I'm homeless. Where the money
went. Greetings, 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 my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador, for servant of and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, equality, kingdom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth, kingdom, queendom of Islam, the way of peace, truth, justice, and righteousness through obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah. ThinkAboutIt.org, the Mind of God program, recording date, Sunday, October the 27th, 2013. So sisters and brothers, this is teaching us that we are to rule this earth, and our leaders, men and women, were Christ's, Messiah's, Jesus's, Muhammad's, Moses's, Messiah's, Christ in the flesh, teaching us our power and our mission. And then when that occurred, the wicked ruling class, J. Edgar Hoover said he would never allow another black Messiah to rise up and he not be able to deal with that black Messiah. He's talking about assassinating and killing our leaders who are standing up against the wicked, immoral, corrupt, wicked ruling class, House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers. And so the wicked ruling class bruising our heel, supplanting us, overthrowing us, Yaakoving us, Akaving us. But now we are becoming Yaakov. We are becoming Akav. We are to become Yaakov. And we are now to overthrow the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Strike them at the heel. Strike them in the head and bruise their heel. Strike them in the front and bruise them in the back. Study knowledge, wisdom, overstanding science. Take this earth back from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Take a wife, Yaakov, Jacob, Yaakov. Take a wife. Get in touch with the sacred feminine. Don't take one from the daughters of Canaan. This has nothing to do with race. Research the word. Canaan is lowland. Kinaan is lowland. 3667. So this is a masculine noun. Lowland. This is the sacred masculine, but coming like abused. The people who are in the lowland want to bring you down to the lowland and take you out of your high, lofty position in the Most High. Now you can take that righteously and say, we are going to pull the wicked out of their thrones and places of top leadership, bring them down low. But in this case, Isaac told Yaakov, Jacob, don't take a daughter from the daughters of Canaan. Don't take one from the lowland. Don't take, and this word means also merchant, trader, traffickers. So the merchants, traders, traffickers of goods and services and whatnot, they're lowland, they're corrupt, they're wicked, they're immoral, and they want to bring you low. Don't go there. Don't take on the actions of the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. No, don't do that. Take a daughter. He says in verse 2, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. So watch this now. Paddan Aram, 6307. This word, Paddan Aram, is a field. A field. And I think, let me see now. A field, a plain, mountainous region. So it's like, go into the field of truth, justice, and righteousness. Go into the field of the earth. Go into the field and do this work of freedom, justice, and equality. Arise. The word arise, 6965, is kum. Rise, stand. Take a stand, sisters and brothers. Arise, become powerful. Come on the scene. This is 6965 Hebrew side. So, poor working class masses of people, it is time now that we get up and stand up. Arise, become powerful, come on the scene, go into the field of truth, justice, and righteousness, go into the field of this earth, take this earth, this universe, go into the field. It says to the house of Bethuel, and house has to do with dwelling place, and the universe is the dwelling place of the Most High. And the human body is the dwelling place of the Most High. Bethuel 1328. God destroys, or man of God, or dweller in God. Now it says first God destroys. 1326. Which means, no, excuse me, not 1326. The word is 1328, and it's a compilation of two words. Bethuel is a compilation of two words. 1326 is Betha, which means end and destruction. We are to understand that this system is to come to an end. This system and civilization is to be destroyed, and we are to be the instruments for such reality. Bethuel is 410. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. El, God, God-like, mighty one. This is masculine. It can mean a false god or demon or imaginations. But the God, the one true God, Jehovah, mighty things in nature. So we're looking at strength and power. We're looking at the sacred masculine, rooted in 352, which is the ram. We're looking at Aries, sacred masculine power. Because we are being empowered to be the men and women of God, to dwell in God, that we are gods and goddesses, and we are to exhibit this strength and this power, this sacred masculine, to take this earth from the wicked and provide it for the masses. Mother, it says, go to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, take a wife from the daughters of Laban. Now Laban, 3837. Laban, it means white. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means white. Now white does not mean white people. White people are not white people. So-called white people are Caucasian, European descent, part of the human family. This word white is rooted in 3836, which is Levan, which is white, but is also rooted in 3835, which means to be white, make white, become white, purify, show whiteness, grow white. But this has to do with light and cleansing and purging one's self with the white light of the sun. And so what we are talking about is purifying our spirit, mind, soul, and consciousness. Purify the human family. Purify men, women, boys, and girls. Purify the government. Has to do with ethics. This color, white, has to do with ethical, being ethical. The system, no ethics. The justice system, no ethics. The government and politics as practiced, no ethics. So we are taking daughters from Levan. We are taking the sacred womb from the condition of purification that we may purify ourselves and qualify ourselves to run this earth and run this creation, because now we are illuminated with the white light of the sun, symbolizing knowledge and wisdom. Now watch this. Verse 10, we're skipping to verse 10, just lifting out certain truths that we must learn so that we may take this earth. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. Beersheba is 884. Beersheba means the well of the sevenfold oath. And the well, which is water, and the well is a big bucket. And I'm reminded of Aquarius. We are now moving into the age of Aquarius, of peace, love, righteousness, justice. We are the water. We are the bucket. We are that figure that holds the water and the bucket. We are the well of the seventh oath. Let's see if we can break this word down. The word 875, Beer, Hebrew side. This is the feminine word, feminine noun, well, pit, spring, the sacred feminine as the well. And then 7651 is Shiva, the number seven, Shiva, which is where we get Sheba. This is a masculine and feminine noun. Masculine and feminine. And this word is seven, related to Shiva, 7650, having to do with swear, adjure, swear, take an oath, to swear, to even curse someone, take an oath, adjure, and adjure is defined as to request. So an urgent request has been made. Shiva, beer, Shiva. Let me see this other word right quick. Oh yeah, seven. Okay, now. So here's what we're looking at, sisters and brothers. And this Shabbat is also related to the Sabbath. And the Sabbath is related to the covenant. And so this oath is based on the Sabbath and the covenant that the Most High made with you and me, that if we get up and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness, line up with the universe, line up with the reality of birth and the living one, masculine, feminine, we will be able to give birth to life spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, and we will eat spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Haran is mountaineer. And the root to that is to burn, be hot and scorched and charred. And so the sun burns. The sun scorches. The anger of the Most High burns and scorches. And we went into the fire and the brimstone and the sacred feminine. And we are that instrument that will haran. Haran the system. Haran the civilization. So that we can bring in truth, justice, and righteousness. So now, Jacob has this dream. He sees the sun go down. And the sun going down means that knowledge and wisdom of a wicked civilization is on its way out. He took stones and made a pillow and lay down and went to sleep. And I'm reminded that the truth and justice and righteousness, masculine, feminine, knowledge and wisdom, spirituality and morality, these are the pillars spiritually that metaphorically, allegorically, and physically hold the universe together. He makes a pillow so he can go to sleep. And he dreamed, and a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Now this ladder that Jacob saw, see, in the works of Ashraquasi, we see that this concept of the ladder or stairway to heaven with angels going up and down is an African Kemet vision reality that we see on the tombs and temples of Kemet, Egypt, 1200 years BC. So this is an African vision to teach us the reality of the universe. The word ladder, kalam, is masculine. The ladder is masculine. So we're looking at the sacred masculine. The ladder is set up. And the word set up is a verb, natsav, to take a stand, to stand upright. And so we can see the universe and the earth and ourselves as that ladder that we must stand up on the earth. Earth is feminine. See, we're looking at the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine working together. So we are the ladder and we are the earth and we are sacred masculine and sacred feminine. It says, and the top of it reached heaven. 7218. The top of it is a masculine noun. And Rosh, 7218, Hebrew side, has to do with the top, the head, chief, height, beginning, front. Even having to do with the chief and head of cities, nations, places, families, and the priest. Divisions, companies, band. What we're looking at, sisters and brothers, is the city and the corporation and the nation and the rule of the Most High in the universe. set up as a city, set up as a company, set up as a nation. And so you and I can only pattern our city, nation, civilization after the original set up by the Most High. And what this is saying is that we must set up civilization, set up leadership, set up nation, city, the human family, and the international city, international nation. And we become a family of truth and justice and righteousness connected to the power of the Most High. Set up the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven. It says the top of it reached, 5060. Reached has to do with touch, strike, extend to, naga, Hebrew side. What this is telling us is teach the babies to study the corporation of the universe, study the angelic reality, study the realms and the echelon of the angels of the Most High, which are the messengers and the truth revealers that are manifested in the sun, moon, stars, and planets. Study solar science, lunar science, astral science, planetary science. It reached heaven, 8064, Shemayim. This is a masculine noun. So the Hebrews, looking at the heaven as sacred masculine, heaven, sky, abode of the stars, universe, atmosphere. So the top is to reach heaven and behold the angels of God. Angels, malak, is masculine. Messenger, representative, theophonic angel, theophonic having to do with the power of the Most High being seen in the physical realm. So men and women are angels, but we look at this word angel as being seen through the sacred masculine. We've been covering sacred masculine and sacred feminine. And the word God here is Elohim, the angels of God. See, this is interesting, sisters and brothers. Now, the word God in the English is G, here is capital G, lowercase O-D. In the African Hebrew is Elohim, rendered as masculine, but the definition is rulers, judges, divine ones, angels, gods, goddesses, godlike, possessions, works of God, true God, God. So this is looking at the whole expanse of the universe, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. But these are the angels of the Elohim. You have the Most High, Yahweh, Yahuwah, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother. You have the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. And you and I are Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And but these Elohim, they have angels. They have messengers. See, we're looking at various levels in the leadership of the Most High. The Most High is at the top. The Most High Father and Mother, none like the Most High. None like the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. We worship the Most High, Yahweh, Yahuwah, no matter what word name you want to use, night and day. And then we give praise and honor and worship to all of the representations of the Most High. Every angel represents masculine and feminine attributes, characteristics, talents, powers of the Most High. So when you research the names of angels and messengers, you're looking at various attributes, characteristics of the Most High coming through in the physical realm. And so there are levels of rulership, Most High at the top. I believe I read that there are 9 echelons of rulership, principalities in the, what they say, angelic world. And so these are the angels of the Elohim. What are they doing? They are ascending and descending on this ladder. 5927, this is so beautiful. 5927 is Allah. Remember, in my opening, I say 5927, Allah. This is Allah to ascend, climb, go up, meet, visit, depart, withdraw, retreat, go up, come up, spring up, grow, shoot forth as in vegetation, go up, over, rise, natural phenomenon, come up before God. Isn't that what I say? That the Most High raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge, the Most High Father, that we may defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked world system, that we may bring in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven. Go up, go over, extend of boundary. That this means overrun all the boundaries that separate us. Go up and over. It also means to excel, be superior to. Teach the babies to excel and be superior to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Take that knowledge that is given. Go back to Africa and turn this knowledge inside out so that we may get it back to the original that the Most High wants us to ascend, go up into his mind of supreme knowledge. And so these angels of the Elohim on behalf of the Most High are ascending. And so this ascending again, Allah, this is saying to Christians, go get the Muslim. This is saying to Bible readers, go get the Quran. And together, Christian and Muslim and Hindu and Buddhist and Zoroaster and Rastafari and capitalist and socialist and communist, whatever we are, we come together so we can ascend. It says ascend and descending on it. 3381, Yarad is the word in the African Hebrew. Go down, descend, decline, march down, sink down, prostrate. And so after this experience of seeing the angels of the Elohim on behalf of the Most High ascending and descending on this ladder, which is symbolic of you and me as that ladder, and the universe and creation as that ladder, as we study the universe, study creation, and we understand the reality and the power of the Most High within ourselves and within the universe and creation, we then begin to ascend and descend, raising sisters and brothers up with us. And then we come back down, raise more sisters and brothers up with us. And Jacob says, we're paraphrasing now, that I didn't know that God was in this place. Is the word God? No, the Lord. Yahweh. He had an experience with the angels of the Elohim, gods and goddesses, working on behalf of Yahweh. Says, I didn't know the Lord was here. I didn't know Yahweh was here. And this word is life, existing, living. So he is experiencing the living one, the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. He says, this is the gate of heaven and the house of God. And the Africans had the word Babel as the house of God. And you and I are the house of God. And you and I are the soul of God. Babel, Ba, soul, El, God. And Afu, Raka. We haven't said that in a while. Africa is Afu, Raka. Afu is house. Ra is God. And Ka is spirit. So we are the house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. And he poured oil on the pillars. And the oil represents Mother Holy Spirit. And the let me see if I can hit that word oil. I believe I'm going to go over a few minutes, sisters and brothers. I'm saying just a few minutes over, not too much over, but a few minutes. Let's go ahead and take this break And I will see you on the other side of the break.